This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, there's a lot of football that I want to get into. We are waiting for the official 53-man roster for the Kansas City Chiefs. I tell you guys this, sometimes you guys just prove that you like football a lot more than I like football. And I love it. I have given my life to talking about football. That's how I pay the bills. That's how I support my family. That's how I support myself. I don't have it in me to be on here arguing about Asa Pohl. I don't have it in me. I don't know how you guys have it in you to argue about the Chiefs' fifth string running back. You guys amaze me with the things that you care about and you don't care about. There's one thing that I'm looking forward to with the Chiefs 53-man roster. I'm really intrigued by what happens with Elijah Mitchell today. Rob, to my understanding, as of right now, he is on the team, correct? And we are waiting to see what happens. I don't know if Elijah Mitchell is going to be on the team or not on the team. But there were reports and rumors that the Chiefs were dipping their toe in the running back room. We know Breshard Smith is making the team. We obviously know about Isaiah Pacheco. We know about Kareem Hunt. They have already made the decision. They are moving on from Carson Steele. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. That Carson Steele thing, I mean, it ended almost as quickly as it began. So right now the question is Elijah Mitchell going to make the team, or are the Chiefs going to make a small trade to pick up a running back? Or are they going to claim one of these backs that recently got waived? I know Damian Martinez, he went to Miami, didn't he, Rob? Damian Martinez was available. The Chiefs did a little bit of recon and research on him. He actually went three selections before Breshard Smith. You would have to assume that that is a running back that they know that they might end up being interested in. We just have to see how things play themselves out. That's the most interesting thing to me today about the 53-man roster. I'm seeing a lot of these draft people online. They're very mad about Asa Pohl. How could he not make the team? I'm telling you right now, if Asa Pohl is on the team and he's in the game, something went terribly wrong for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm telling you, something went wrong. Very wrong if he's in at tackle for the Chiefs. When they spent a first-round pick on a left tackle, their second-highest-paid player is a right tackle, and right now their most expensive backup is a swing tackle that could play left or right tackle. I don't have it in you to argue about their fifth. I don't have it in me. I really don't. If you got it, great. Again, you guys just like football a little bit more than I like football, and that's okay. The other thing that I want to talk about, and something that I've noticed with the Chiefs, I don't think the Chiefs get nearly enough credit for. It is amazing to me how many Chiefs players that they have gotten major contributions from during this run that seemingly don't work anywhere else outside of Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm sure if I made a list and I told you guys, hey, rattle off a bunch of names that you think have contributed to the Chiefs winning a Super Bowl, some of you would put Sky Moore on the list. Sky Moore caught a Super Bowl touchdown. Some of you would put Kadarius Toney on that list. Some of you would put MVS. There's a bunch of different players that obviously have a piece of you winning a championship. It is the ultimate team sport. Like, Mahomes ain't out there doing it by himself. You need other people to do their job. It is amazing how many players that the Chiefs have had over the course of the last four or five seasons that have left the nest and don't work at all anywhere else. I mean, Kadarius Toney had one of the biggest special teams play in the history of the Super Bowl and basically just fell off the face of the earth after that play. He has never worked from a football perspective anywhere else other than Kansas City. He didn't really work at Florida. He didn't work for the Giants. And the Chiefs just got one of the biggest special teams plays out of that individual. And then when he left Kansas City, I don't know what he's doing right now. I just saw MVS has gotten cut. MVS has played for, what, three teams in the last two seasons? He has seemingly not worked anywhere else but in Kansas City. Mecole Hardman, he caught the game-winning touchdown in the most recent Super Bowl win for the Kansas City Chiefs. A big play, a play that Mecole Hardman will be able to sign autographs for that picture for the rest of his life. Mecole Hardman will probably turn out to be Danon Hughes one day, and he'll be on the Chiefs radio network. Mecole Hardman will be able to live a very, very good life because he was a part of a very special play in Chiefs history. He couldn't get on the field with the Jets and then just got cut today by the Green Bay Packers. He has never worked anywhere outside of Kansas City. They've made it work with those guys. You know how remarkable that is? There have been very, very few players that have left the Kansas City Chiefs in the last handful of years that you think back that the Chiefs made a mistake on and or shouldn't have gotten rid of. You guys talk about L'Jarius Sneed like he was a shutdown number one corner. He has not done anything since leaving Kansas City. He hasn't been healthy since leaving Kansas City. We'll see what he does this year on the Titans team. I was just sitting back and I was going through it, and now we see the 53-man roster. Tato Passanio got cut today. Like, we can go up and down the list. Derek Nnadi was just a free agent this offseason. He was a free agent. He signed with the Jets. The Jets, basically, they were about to cut him and just gave him back to the Chiefs. That's the second year in a row that's happened with the New York Jets, that they just gave up on a former Chiefs player. It is amazing to me how the Chiefs have gotten so much contribution from guys that the rest of the NFL just can't seem to make it work.
I saw this tweet earlier, and I want to credit the person. I believe it's Chase Snyder. I believe that's how you say his name. You know, congratulations to him for having this tweet that I grabbed my eye. He pointed this out. Let's rehash, and it fits with your point perfectly. Let's rehash the 2023 Chiefs wide receivers. Rashee Rice, okay. Rashee Rice, good player. Me and you sometimes disagree about the level of player he is, but that's fine. Here's everyone after Rashee Rice. Sky Moore, traded for peanuts. MVS, has been on three teams, by the way. Not just cut today, three teams. Kadarius Toney, who you went over. Mecole Hardman, who you went over, cut today. And their final wide receiver in 2023, Justin Watson, who right now is listed on the depth chart as the fifth wide receiver in Houston. Just to really highlight and really illuminate your point, the wide receivers that won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs in 2023 is Rashee Rice, and the rest of the group is just nothing. They find a way to get the most out of those guys, and it's like what's the quote from Moneyball where Brad Pitt's talking to David Justice? He says, I want to get the last little bit of baseball out of your life. It seems like that's what the Chiefs do. I want to get the last little bit of football you got left in those legs, and then we're going to move on, and there's almost nothing left. Anyone heard from Juan Thornhill since he left Kansas City? Daniel Sorensen, I know he got signed somewhere. He went from cult hero to dislike to somewhere else to out the league. It happens fast. The Chiefs get the most out of a player, and that player's career basically ends the minute they leave those doors.
I mean, the text line is just making different players. I mean, Damian Williams is one of those players. Daniel Sorensen is one of those players. Like, we could probably create a team, for the most part, of guys that by far and away their best brand of football happened with the Chiefs, and for whatever reason, whether it was a trade, whether it was this thing, whatever it ended up being, they ended up leaving Kansas City. Sure, they have not shot 100% from the field. Someone makes the point. Charvarius Ward turned out to be a good player. Mitch Morse turned out to be a good player. They didn't need Mitch Morse. They drafted a potential Hall of Fame center to replace Mitch Morse. So, hey, good luck to Mitch Morse. He absolutely has turned out to be a good player, but you don't feel like you made a mistake by letting Mitch Morse go. Charvarius Ward, you then continue to get better at the cornerback position. So even though you have let some guys go who have turned out to be good players, Pro Bowl caliber players, it still worked out for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.